International Bible Study Commentary, Verse-by-Verse Bible Lessons Through the Bible, L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. The Gospel of John, Chapter 7, Verses 45 through 53. Hear now the Word of the Lord from the New Revised Standard Version, John 7, 45 through 53. Then the temple police went back to the chief priests and Pharisees, who asked them, "Why did you not arrest him?" The police answered, "Never has anyone spoken like this." Then the Pharisees replied, "Surely you have not been deceived too, have you? Has any one of the authorities or of the Pharisees believed in him? But this crowd, which does not know the law, they are accursed." Nicodemus, who had gone to Jesus before, and who was one of them, asked, "Our law does not judge people without first giving them a hearing to find out what they are doing, does it?" They replied, "Surely you are not also from Galilee, are you? Search, and you will see that no prophet is to arise from Galilee." Then each of them went home. International Bible Study Commentary, The Gospel of John, Chapter 7, Verses 45 through 53. John 7, 45. Then the temple police went back to the chief priests and Pharisees, who asked them, "Why did you not arrest him?" Since Jesus was teaching in the temple, the Sanhedrin, or council, composed of priests, who were mostly Sadducees, with some Pharisees, sent temple police to arrest Jesus. In John 7:32, we read, "The Pharisees heard the crowd muttering such things about him, and the chief priests and Pharisees sent temple police to arrest him." The police listened intently to what Jesus said, but the Father worked upon them and removed any incentive they had to arrest Jesus, because Jesus' hour had not yet come, and probably because the Father did not want to cause a confrontation with the police that would detract from the crowd carefully contemplating what Jesus did and taught. The Father had sent the Son so whoever believed in him might receive eternal life. So Jesus taught until his hour to die came. John 7:46. The police answered, "Never has anyone spoken like this." The temple police had to give a reason for disobeying the council and not arresting Jesus. The best reason they could think of related to Jesus' teaching and his influence over the crowds. Jesus had not threatened them or made them fearful to arrest him. Jesus just kept teaching the truth in front of them and the crowd. They listened as Jesus spoke with authority and made claims about himself that no one else ever made as far as they knew. If true, his claims were true, the police probably did not want to risk failure if they tried to arrest him, and Jesus fought against them. Before his hour came, and when his hour came, Jesus never fought with the police or others who wanted him arrested. Jesus simply hid himself or walked through the crowd unmolested until he allowed himself to be arrested. John 7:47. Then the Pharisees replied, "Surely you have not been deceived too, have you?" The Pharisees had already decided not to believe what Jesus taught, or his claim that he was the Messiah. Therefore, they concluded, without good reasons, that anyone who believed in Jesus must be deceived, and deceived by Jesus. They, too, meant the crowds who gladly listened to Jesus, and who rejoiced when he healed them of their diseases. The crowds had seen enough signs from Jesus to believe in Jesus and what he taught. They thought Jesus was the prophet or the Messiah. John 7:48. Has any one of the authorities or of the Pharisees believed in him? The Pharisees, Sadducees, and chief priests were the elite among the Jews. The Sadducees and priests collaborated with the Romans for power and wealth. The Pharisees tried to coexist with the Romans by avoiding contact with them as much as possible, as they interpreted the law of Moses and followed their rabbinical traditions in ways that would avoid conflict. Since none of the elite believed in Jesus, they thought their unbelief as the elite was reason enough for anyone and everyone to think as they did and not believe in Jesus. In their opinion, they were the authorities to be believed, followed, and obeyed, not Jesus, the Messiah they denied, because he was a threat to their power and position with the Romans and over the people. John 7:49. But this crowd, which does not know the law, they are accursed. By know the law, the Pharisees meant that to find salvation, a person must know and obey all 613 laws that they had developed with their ancestors over the centuries based on their study of the law of Moses, plus all the traditions they had developed based on debates among themselves about these laws. Of course, their idea of how to achieve salvation was an impossible task for them or anyone else to achieve. Their laws, traditions, and punishments for disobedience were some of the heavy burdens that Jesus said they placed on others. In Matthew 23:4, Jesus said of them, "They tie up heavy burdens, hard to bear, and lay on the shoulders of others, but they themselves are unwilling to lift a finger to move them." Jesus lifted more than a finger to remove them when he died on the cross and fulfilled the law of God for the salvation of those who believed in him. After his resurrection from the dead, he gave salvation to all who followed him and would follow him in the future. Those in the council tried to justify their elite status as being a gift of God to them, a gift and blessing from God that they deserved. They condemned the ones they called the people of the land, that is, the hard-working people, the farmers, the shepherds, the carpenters, and those who worked with their hands. They condemned as uneducated the people who did not believe as they did. These they considered beneath them. They applied Deuteronomy 27:26 to those who did not obey them and follow their interpretations of God's law. Cursed be anyone who does not uphold the words of this law by observing them. For this reason, among others, they cursed the crowds who believed in Jesus and also cursed and condemned Jesus and wanted to kill him. John 7:50. Nicodemus, who had gone to Jesus before and who was one of them, asked. Immediately, Nicodemus, whose visit with Jesus was described in John 3, asked a question that showed the Pharisees they were violating the law upon which they thought their salvation depended. Nicodemus knew that taking the side of Jesus in their midst would be fruitless. He probably knew the truth Jesus taught, or a truth similar to it, in Matthew 7:6. Do not give what is holy to dogs, and do not throw your pearls before swine, for they will trample them underfoot, and turn and maul you. By asking them one question, Nicodemus confronted them with their sins against Jesus and the people. If they truly knew God and sought to follow God, they would have considered Nicodemus' rebuke and have repented of their sins. Because they did not repent, they proved that they did not really know God. John 7:51. Our law does not judge people without first giving them a hearing to find out what they are doing, does it? Of course, the law of Moses does not permit judging someone guilty of a crime without a hearing or trial, especially a crime that would result in the death of the person judged guilty. The Pharisees surely knew the law of God, in Deuteronomy chapter 16, verse 20, which reads, "Justice, and only justice, you shall pursue, so that you may live and occupy the land that the Lord your God is giving you." But they refused to obey God's law and seek only justice regarding Jesus, his apostles, and those who believed in him. Therefore, 40 years later, after the Romans destroyed Jerusalem and their temple, they no longer lived, or they no longer occupied Jerusalem or their land. Proverbs 29:27 reveals a universal truth that we can see and understand even today as we watch the news or listen to people around us. The unjust are an abomination to the righteous, but the upright are an abomination to the wicked. Remember what Jesus said to his brothers in John 7:7. "The world cannot hate you, but it hates me, because I testify against it that its works are evil." Because Jesus testified that their deeds were evil, the wicked Pharisees detested the upright Jesus and wanted to kill him. The wicked will do the same or similar today to those who seek to be upright and follow Jesus, especially to those who testify about them that their deeds are evil. John 7:52. They replied, "Surely you are not also from Galilee, are you? Search, and you will see that no prophet is to arise from Galilee." Rather than face the truth that they were breaking the law of God with their unjustifiable attacks against Jesus and their efforts to find a way to kill Jesus, they attacked Nicodemus personally and directly. Since they could not overcome his wise application of the law to their sinful actions or prove Nicodemus wrong, they accused him of being one of the despised Galileans that they detested on racial and religious grounds. They knew Jesus and his disciples were Galileans, so they tried to silence Nicodemus by accusing him of thinking like a Galilean instead of the way they thought. They knew he was not from Galilee. The Pharisees and chief priests were totally self-centered and self-consumed. They would do anything for power and wealth. They thought nothing of the law of love, as revealed by the Lord through the law of Moses. They had no interest in pursuing the justice that the law of love requires, that is, to give a just hearing to others who may or may not be in the wrong, and try to restore them to a right relationship with God and others. Finally, they showed that they did not really know the Scriptures, that they bragged they knew, for prophets had arisen from Galilee. Jonah and Hosea are two examples among others, in addition to Jesus. Primarily, they used the Scriptures as another means of exercising control over others, not to help others. John 7:53. Then each of them went home. This verse indicates that the council ended its deliberations and each member went home. This was also the end of the last day of the Feast of Booths, when many in Jerusalem would also be returning home. Jesus went to the Mount of Olives. See John 8:1. Questions for discussion and thinking further. 1. Why did the temple police not arrest Jesus? Give at least 2 reasons. 2. What accusation did the Pharisees make against the temple police? 3. What are some indications that the Pharisees were arrogant and proud? 4. Why do you think Nicodemus said what he did? 5. Give 2 examples of where the Pharisees were wrong. International Bible Lesson, Some Followed Jesus Gladly. John 7:45-46. Then the temple police went back to the chief priests and Pharisees, who asked them, "Why did you not arrest him?" The police answered, "Never has anyone spoken like this." As Jesus brought the kingdom of God near to the people and demonstrated the compassion and mercy of God by healing the sick and teaching the truth in Jerusalem, many in the crowd came to believe in Jesus, that Jesus was either the prophet who would precede the Messiah or the Messiah. In response to Jesus and to retain their political and religious power over the people, the chief priests, who were Sadducees, and the Pharisees wanted to kill Jesus. So, they sent the temple police to arrest him. Though they knew the law of God and expected others to obey the law according to their restrictions, these elite leaders had not planned to follow the law of God themselves. They planned to stir up a crowd to stone Jesus without a trial, as they would later stir up a crowd to stone Stephen. Failing to stir up the crowd, they sent the temple police to arrest Jesus and kill him without a trial. When the temple police failed to arrest Jesus and reported, "Never has anyone spoken like this," they sneered at the police, called them deceived, and proudly proclaimed that none of the elite believed in Jesus. When Nicodemus reminded them that the law required them to have a trial, they sneered at him and said, "Surely, you are not also from Galilee, are you?" Then, with even greater disdain for those they called the people of the land, they said the crowd was accursed because they did not know the law. No wonder the people followed Jesus gladly. Copyright 2020 by L. G. Parkhurst, Jr. All rights reserved. Permission granted for not-for-profit use.